A task force today recommended that the city of Bloomington hire more police, increase patrols, develop a new jobs program, and take other steps aimed at addressing, quote, downtown safety and civility issues, unquote. Mayor John Hamilton's Safety, Civility, and Justice Task Force officially presented their report at City Hall today. Other suggestions include more enforcement of panhandling laws, installation of a public restroom downtown, increased lighting in some areas, and more services for those in poverty. During today's presentation, Mayor Hamilton discussed why he formed the task force.
Our public spaces in this community must be and feel safe, and they are very safe, but we must constantly think about, work on, how do we protect that non-liberal, non-conservative issue of public safety in our community. Also, the importance of addressing the underlying causes.
Some of the recommendations, including additional police, were not a surprise. Hamilton had called for more downtown patrols and more enforcement of panhandling laws in August of last year at the same press conference where he announced the formation of the task force. Just last week, the Bloomington Police Department announced it had hired four new officers to patrol downtown. Those officers have focused patrols on People's Park in particular. After the presentation today, Task Force Chairperson William Beggs took a question from WFHB News Director Joe Crawford.
Although this presentation is today, some of the recommendations seem to have already begun to be implemented, including police downtown, additional police patrols downtown. So I'm curious from the task force if the rollout of that particular element of your recommendations, if that looks like what you had hoped for.
In many ways, the answer is yes. By yesterday at about 8 o'clock or a little before that, I had received two phone calls from people who were thrilled with the fact that they are seeing action being taken. At the same time, I'm very cognizant and have heard as well some dissatisfaction with what folks are seeing as a result. We've said it over and over again, this is a tough issue.
When a WFHB reporter visited People's Park this afternoon, there were no patrons present, though there were three Bloomington police officers patrolling the area. In recent years, the park has often been frequented by people experiencing homelessness. Some of the regular park patrons have begun gathering in other areas along Kirkwood Avenue in recent days. At City Hall today, Beggs also took a question from Crawford about the long-term effects of policing people in poverty.
Many people in poverty face barriers to employment and housing, other needs because of their past interactions with police. So is there any concern? Has there been discussion about the possibility that increasing their interactions with police will only make this whole problem worse?
Well, I think that topic has come up at several meetings, and I think that the overarching point that came out every time was that nobody in this task force thinks that arresting our way out of this situation we've got downtown is the answer. That's not been recommended, it's not been suggested, and it's not our goal.
Other task force members said the increased police presence could help direct people to services for issues such as mental illness or addiction. But the members said they did not study whether more police downtown would increase arrest rates. The lone exception was task force member Forrest Gilmore, who has expressed concern about the new police patrols recently on Facebook. Gilmore says more arrests are likely.
Increased policing probably will result in more arrests, and that is certainly a concern. I'm not aware of any community that has solved this problem by increasing policing in throughout the country. I'm not aware of a single. We do know, however, that a housing-first approach directed at people who are chronically homeless reduces incarceration, reduces arrest on the order of 80 to 90%. We also know that the act of moving, helping people move into permanent supportive housing, a housing first approach that supports people in their homes and helps them maintain their homes for people with disabilities, street homeless folks. We know that is actually a more financially efficient means in our community to deal with this issue than to deal with it through policing and through the healthcare issues and challenges that can occur.
Gilmore is the executive director of the Shalom Community Center. A full copy of the report from the mayor's task force is available on the city's website.